episode 1121, Surprises Are the Best.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is the weekend, and better yet, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's Super Bowl Sunday. I know, you have the chicken wings going, don't you? You've got probably your dip and your chips, and you're already filling your tummy. Well, guess what? I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to take a few minutes for yourself. Yes, today, it being Reflection Day, surprises are the best. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, nothing is more exciting than being surprised. Surprises are the best. Remember back to when you were surprised with flowers, a compliment from a stranger, an unexpected promotion, a day filled with joy for no reason. Surprises are the best, and God loves to surprise you. However, have you been open to His surprises? Not a question that we like to think about, do we? Nor do we discuss very often. Throughout our days, it's easy to get caught up in the mundane activities and responsibilities. We forget of the everyday miracles God wants us to see. Surprises are the best. And two, I believe we love control more than we like surprises. Swallow that one for a minute. There's a lot of meat in that one sentence. I believe we love control more than we like surprises. Therefore, our attention is drawn to what we can control and not to the unknown and the unexpected. My youngest daughter was chatting with her sister on the phone yesterday. Remember, my two oldest are up north. We now have moved down south. So we have, five of us are down south and we got two up north. Long story short, we are still living out of boxes. So I popped into my youngest daughter's room to help her set up her bedroom. And that's when I heard her speaking with her sister. Oh, so much fun. We continued the conversation and I asked her about forwarding our mail and what she needed me to do for her. She's got a lot of crazy things happening. She's graduating this May from college and we've got lots of deadlines. And so I was just trying to help facilitate what she was doing. Well, little did I know what she was planning. At midnight yesterday, my youngest daughter comes in to wake me up as her sister asked me where I wanted the mail. Surprises are the best. Sure enough, my oldest girl drove all the way down south to spend the weekend with us in our new home. Now, if I would have known what she was planning, what do you think I would have told her? Yeah, I might have tried to stop her and change the plans. Why? Not because she's not capable of driving down here, but more because of how much time it takes, and she wouldn't have much time with us in the long run. So her return on her drive investment wouldn't be real high. And I would sit there and, wrestle with the whole idea. Well, it'd be better spent. Those 11 and a half hours or so would be best spent at home, at your apartment for right now. I know you want to come down here, sweetheart, but no. She made sure that her sister knew. She also made sure that her grandmother knew. So there were people who knew that she was driving down here. We just didn't know. And I'm so glad we didn't. Surprises are the best. What are you trying to stop and change with the plans God has for you? If it wasn't for my daughter being a bit bold, like her mother, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I would not have enjoyed a beautiful weekend with her, looking at her smile and celebrating her final submission of her nursing school applications. Surprises are the best. So what are you trying to stop? What are you afraid of? Today, as you're watching the Super Bowl, did you ever think that God has super plans for you? Bigger and greater than anything you can imagine? Yes, I know you might be wrapped up a little bit in the Patriots and the Eagles, and I'm all for rooting for a winning team. And I've already shared with you in yesterday's episode that neither of these teams are my favorite teams. They're not my diehard teams. So I really don't have a team that I'm rooting for. I'm really just going to enjoy the game. And I'm sure the commercials, well, that will be for another episode. But maybe the halftime show will be really fun. But in all of this plans that we have here on earth, God has heavenly plans for you. But sometimes, some days, we're trying to stop his plans and change the plans that he has. What are you trying to do? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of succeeding God's way? Are you afraid of being, you know, not equipped to do what he has called you to do? Well, have no fear, because God is here and he's near you right now. It's time for you to get in God's game, his Super Bowl called life. I promise all the plans, plays, and possibilities will be greater than anything you can imagine. A fresh perspective is God's perspective. Surprises are the best. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. Have an incredible Super Bowl. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.